I know enough about him. When he said, he seeketh such to worship him, and in what? In spirit and in truth. That was some of my favorite teachings and to illustrate. I had a lot of fun making up parables to illustrate what that said. So I do know one thing about God. When I was in Oklahoma City and I was asking, you know, about getting the anointing, what really is a tangible anointing? How do you really get him to come to a crowd? I mean, dependently. And that's when he told me, you go home and worship me all night. He says, I'll teach you. Did you do it? No. Boy, did I regret that a year later when I did. Said I threw a year away. You know what it means to him when you do this? I mean, why are you even here? Why are you on the planet? What does he want from you? You temporal little flesh and blood creature. What does he want? Rebounding back from a fall? Well, we didn't cause it, but what does he want? He wants you. And we talk the millions of people. We think, yeah, I'm one. Yeah, I'm in it. Yeah. You don't know him yet. Then you can be a whole world to him. And you think that you got something. He's over being a whole world to me. Then I went, wait a minute. He told me that. You mean he told you that? I'm going to have a talk with him. Grossly, you know, that's when the boys would jump up on her lap. She said, you're my favorite. That's my wife. She talks better than that. But I'm just making sure you know it's not me. Jump up and they're like, you're my favorite. And they'd get a real fat face and a grin and hop off and go play. And then another one would jump up and I'd hear her lying. You're my favorite. And she wasn't lying. I mean, they all became her favorite the moment they jumped on her. And they all left with a big old fat grin. You know. And so you jump up in his lap and he goes, I mean, you're my favorite. Don't let it go to your head. You really are. Anybody that's been around forever, I mean, you know, vast expanses of unsearchable, ununderstandable with a finite mind. We just can't get it. He's always been. He's always been. And he stops for you. If it would have just been Adam. I mean, just Adam. You think he wouldn't have the same love? In other words, you're an individual and he's God, so you can be an individual to him. Don't worry, he doesn't pay more attention to that part of the crowd than you just because they happen to be there. You got it all. What do you want? You have it all. And I love my country. They need people that know how to drop them off with him and leave him. He said to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth labor. The harvest is truly plenteous. The labors are few. And what does he want from me? We taught so many times. Isn't he the one that died from? Why does he want me to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers? He died for them. Do you know the authority you have here? We have authority. All God needs is something He can use to change it with. Yes. Won't you set yourself in agreement with me and just raise those hands about half-mast? Father, we know what changes things is when you have something to change it with. You gave us authority here. And when we lead people to you, all these things we can do. Hallelujah. This town is ours. It's ours. The good angels are already heading this way in great herds. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah again. Hallelujah. What kind of God do you serve?
Well, I just really don't know how to pray.
Well, okay, I'll do that for you.
Well, then who'll answer it?
I will. Well, who will the benefit from the prayer? You will. What a father.
Well, I really don't have time to pray in tongues.
That's a shame. You know, it sounds so funny when I used to say to people, authority people, you know, come in and preach, that I was sitting in chairs. Yeah, sure. So, will you pray for me? And now it sounds so funny. You know, so it says, will you? I do it, though. I do it. Don't worry. I said, would you pray for me? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I want them to pray for me. What's wrong with my prayers? She let me pray for me in my place. I'm thinking, what am I saying that for? Well, it's gospel language. Most people don't know how. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have you guessed we're going to have communion tonight? It's a wild guess. I kind of looked over there and thought. It was a floating thought, but we might have. When Jesus taught about our teaching and who would be teaching us, He made a statement, "He shall receive of mine and shew it unto you." But not only did He receive from Him and show it to us, He created a way that you and I can walk into as much of God as we want. The choice is left to us. Jesus said, "He shall receive of mine and He'll show it to you." But you and I have a path to the cross that's as sovereign as the cross itself. You get on that path and start working the principles He's talking about, and it'll take you to the same place every time. You can't pray in a language that God is creating in you for your own life and edification and stay the same. Man, we might mention praying in tongues once or twice in this conference. Come on. He'll receive of mine and shew it unto you. And it wasn't up to Him. It was up to me. It always has been how much of Him that I want. It isn't fellowship without it. Whatever God was after, I know He was after a family. He can make all the robots He wanted. Push a button.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, shut up. You were programmed to say that. But when you lift your hands and tell Him you're His son and daughter, your spirit was not created. It was born of Him. To the Son, He said, "Today I have begotten thee." To the angels, He said, "Who makest His angels flames of fire." He created them. We were born. We were born of Him. Born. So he didn't leave me alone. I mean, what kind of father do I have? See, the elder son didn't, you know, he didn't know. Because for his sons and daughters, that everything that he has given to us, we don't know what to pray. He says, let me provide that for you. And then he answers it. We're not able to understand the word. He says, just leave that to me. Because once you obey me and pray, then what do you think you're praying? You're praying out the mysteries of God and you're loosing me to show them to you. What do we want? Are you going to leave this town alone? No, sir. We're not.
Well, you've been saying there's going to be revival.
Yeah. And I didn't get weak saying it either. Can you imagine the third person of the Godhead? Can you imagine the Holy Spirit coming to take up His abode with us? I don't know how He can be in your spirit and in mine. Maybe, you know, you got more than I did, or I got more than you did, or what. I don't know how He can do that. He's in all of us individually, but He's not an individual. I don't know how He does that. But I do know the only one I would be trusted to be taught was the Holy Spirit on what's going on with the Godhead. And when I don't know how to pray, He says, okay, child, let me step in. And when I prayed the authority out in it, I'll reveal it to you. How's that? How's that? How about ceasing to fail? Boy, the devil thought he pulled something smooth through the dark ages when he finally got to eradicate tongues. Those centuries that went by, the times that went by. But every time somebody would find a script, a scroll somewhere, unfold it and say, what's this all about? And break it out again, and the devil would have to try to fight it back. Azusa Street broke out again, but this time he hasn't been able to stop it in 100 years. You know, we're just going to plow his clock, aren't we? We'll slip a world revival in on him. I mean, you can't stand there and watch somebody's eyeball be created in their head and say, I'm an atheist. That eyeball will jump out and slap you on the ground. I got my eye on you, and I mean literally. Hallelujah, Jesus. One benefit of serving God's feeling good. Hallelujah. Well, how about this Holy Spirit? Oh my goodness. Jesus said He'll receive a mind and show it unto you. Everything about Jesus, what He walked in, the power, His sonship, who we are. He is the one that's come to teach you. Well, I don't understand the word very well. That's why He fixed it where you didn't have to understand anything at first. Just let that language come out of your mouth. No wonder there's going to be a judgment and everybody rewarded singularly after He gives us everything to succeed with. Well, you know, we want you to take communion with the Holy Spirit.
Well, I have a born-again spirit.
I congratulate you. But look, we're going to have a communion tonight and we're going to break bread and us and Him. And hold His blood and His body that was broken and take it. I at least want to see the people in pain go home without any. And I know we're going to have communion, and you can know to it communion. We're all part of one body. He was stressing that very, very powerfully, that people of authority come in and divided it up. But in reality, as his family, we were all baptized into one body, his. We are his sons and daughters. So he said they were drinking a damnation to themselves and stuff because communion, this is my blood that was shed for you. This is my body that was broken. And you drank damnation to yourself. You're full of hatred and stuff. And you go partake of a real. If you only knew how devastating anger and hatred was just to your health, you'd stop today. I can tell you firsthand, it's not any fun having an airplane when you have a tilted vertebrae pressing on your spine. You can't get in it. I could run around with the other flyers and say, I got an airplane.
Hurts my back.
Come on. Come on. We're going to have communion here in a little bit. We get to go serve ourselves. I hope that you and a few people get together and serve each other. It's a good time if you got anything against anybody to turn it loose. It's not profiting you in any direction, anyway. No. It kills prayer. It kills you. It wasn't meant to be. Especially if you have a new nature. Christ be in you, the Spirit's life because of righteousness. Body's dead because of sin. That's, you know, it's alive. But positionally, it's dead. In other words, it doesn't have an ounce of anything. It could reign over you if it comes to push and pull. You're superior. It's the one that has to be obedient. He said, I didn't know what sin was until I tried to stop, and the good I'd do, I couldn't, and evil I was trying to stop, I couldn't stop. Who will help me from this wretched body of death? And he said, thank God, Jesus Christ, my Lord, I'm free. I don't have to do that stuff because I don't want to. I want you to stand up for a minute, please. Can you give him a minute in case he brings somebody to your mind or your heart that you need to turn loose? We want a whole lot of miracles. We want you to get your miracle by the end of the week. Come on. Don't you think this is part of plowing the ground if we're going to have a harvest? Come on.
Well, you don't know what they did.
So what? When Jesus said that, Gary taught a real good one on it. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. He that takes away your goods, ask him not again. Slaps you in the face. Turn the other cheek. And whatever money they took from you, you didn't go after them. You didn't do anything. You just said, I know Jesus. That's when he heaps it down, Luke 6:38. That's what it's talking about, not an offering in here. Whatever it costs you to hold the blood of Jesus up to that guy is what he's pressing down, shaking together and giving back to you. Yes. Don't take it out of context. Get the meditation series. Come on. Come on. You that have pain in your body right now, raise your hands like this. Father, Everyone that's raising their hands, they have pain in their body right now. And we know this. It doesn't have to stay. Why? Because Jesus, you said it. You bore their sickness. You already carried that pain. You were smitten of God, afflicted. You took their place. And you bore this for them that they wouldn't have to. So Father, in the name of Jesus, every pain causing disease or condition, you stop, die, and dry up now. Pain, you will leave the building. In Jesus' name, pain, you can't stay. They're going to back this up with the communion. Your blood, your body. Come on. Come on. But it's so important in communion. Some of them drank damnation to themselves, hating people and taking communion. It doesn't work. If somebody comes to you, turn them loose. It won't hurt you to let them know later. Come on, let's make this next year different. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we're turning loose of these things we shouldn't be hanging on to. And any ought I hold against anybody, I'm loosing it right now. And if you bring me any more in the future, I'll loosen them too. Or any from my past, I'll let them go. I'm not going to walk messed up anymore. Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, this will be a wonderful communion. I'm going to step out of this place on a road to receiving everything that you have. So, Father, I'm asking you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every person that I'm holding anything against, anybody that's coming to me, I'm letting them go. I forgive you. I know it wasn't my fault. I don't care. What do I expect? Everybody to live perfect around me?
I'll do it then.
Come on. Come on. Who can he send to them with the gospel? Huh? Who can he? I don't care getting screamed at as long as they let me talk a little. Come on. Come on. Pain, you're gone. Just the same way they're turning people loose. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Are you ready for communion? And you'll be free. Take the communion to fellowship, to go, whatever thou wants to do. I was going to teach on it, but he wanted to be taught on what he was doing at the moment. And anyway, I'm in 1 Corinthians course. And 11th chapter. 17th verse is where this kicks in. Now, this I declare unto you, I praise you not that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear there's divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Well, Paul, you can believe that wholly if you want. You know. For there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved will have a voice and be manifested among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, one take before the other. You follow him, his own supper, and another's hungry, another gets drunk. Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or despise you, the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? I praise you not. I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you." Often as you do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup when he supped, saying, "The cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, drink of this cup, you show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let every man examine himself, which he already did. So let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth drink unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you. Many sleep, they die. If you judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. For when we are judged, we're chastened and corrected of God the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brother, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Any man hunger, let he eat at home. Come together unto condemnation. Come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I'll set in order when I come." Well, in the 12th chapter, I love the 12th verse and 13th is, "For as the body is one, hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew, Gentiles, bond or free, and have been all made to drink into the Spirit, into one Spirit. For the body is not one, but many members." See, you've forgiven everybody. You're holding nothing. You can get healed in this communion. We belong to one body. It's His. So with that, you get to mill around, talk, come together with some friends or just husband and wife and serve each other. It's honoring that way. And if for some reason you don't get to it or don't take communion, you can do them at home if you want. But you got time for some fellowship, and why don't you serve each other? It'd really be good. All right. Try to be a little orderly. Doesn't matter if you make a fellowship hall out of it while other people's in that. It's what you do when you receive the communion, when you take it. We know we're one body. As often as you do this in remembrance of Him. We know we are. You need to serve each other.